night after I reported to you, we had an amazing time. Not long after I called, the clouds parted and Tebow, the giant glaciated massive top of Kilimanjaro, was spread out before us. None of us could believe that we had been up there that morning. It seemed so far away and high in the sky. We sat there in our chairs. There was a lot of Coke and beer. Now, Don Matthews and Doc had sort of cornered the Coca-Cola market at the Mueca camp, or the Millennium camp. They had told the park wardens there the day before that their group was coming and they were going to drink a lot of Coke. And so we did have a pretty good stock, although we ran out of Coca-Colas pretty early in the afternoon. And there was some Kilimanjaro and some Safari beers as well, Safari lager beers. Kilimanjaro beer and Safari beer are probably very appropriate for this group, having just climbed Kilimanjaro successfully and now ready to depart on a safari adventure. But we sat around as the clouds parted, and we looked up at that massive mountain that we had climbed, and we just sat and visited one another. Carrie spoke first, and she spoke to the group about how, even though she had not been to the summit, she felt so proud to be a part of the team. And their success, those who went higher, were part of her, and she was really proud of everyone. Then Susan spoke about how early in the trip she had had some bad days, feeling ill and not well at all, and how well cared for by other team members she felt. And then she mentioned, of course, many others who had had their up days and their down days, but we'd always stuck together and cared for one another. And then Doc spoke. Doc, who certainly as a physician has been valuable to us, but always with his love of the mountain and his inspirational words, has probably been even more valuable to this group. And he tried to tell the group how special they were and how remarkable their achievement had been. No one's ever done anything like this. And then he spoke with the bluntness that's typical of many physicians. He said, you know, when I saw your medicals in my office before I left, he said, I honestly thought there were about 11 of you that had a good chance of standing on top of Kilimanjaro. And then he said, when I examined you and we interviewed with you, Layla and I interviewed you when you got to Tanzania, I changed that and I thought about 8 of you. I was confident there were about 8 of you that could make it to the top. And then tears came into Doc's eyes.